The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Man, did we have great plans yesterday and today. Cleaning house. Getting ready for Ava Maddox to come for a visit. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by A3A.
Whenever my girls come home, because it's home. Where I am is their home forever. I told them when you're 30, 40, 50, you will always be my babies. And I always get everything ready, right? I get their bed ready. I make sure everything smells good. Mop, sweep. I will cook her favorite meals. And then by day three, I'll be fighting with her. That's just family tradition.
Ready for her to go home.
Family tradition. Well, you know, she's my baby. Ava Maddox, the last baby. We said we're not having any more babies.
Our baby,
Otto. Making the decision to not have any more children means, you know, that that's it. And she's already big.
It's just grandkids after this.
Yeah, hopefully, right? Yeah. Now. No, not now. Ava, yeah, please don't. Yeah. No.
You guys are having a spiraling train of thoughts over there.
But, you know, I don't know. I just am very excited because I hadn't seen her in 2 weeks.
Dana went 6 months without seeing her. And then we saw her. And now she's coming to see us.
Yeah.
And she's going to spend a week with us. And
yeah.
Dana's very, very excited. I'm excited. The cats are excited too, Dana.
Yeah. So you know, and I'll tell you this. I think Otto's even more excited to see our daughter than he is playing with the cats. And that means big things.
I really love her.
But wait, hold on. People come into the house. It's a lot of work when you have people visit because you have to make sure everything is ready for them. I don't care if it's family, friends, whomever. My house has to look good.
I'm going to tell you right now, when I went back to visit my parents, it was not a grand occasion like you make it out to be for your daughters to come home because they basically were like, we left the door open.
Mm. Oh.
No, Automatic, let me ask you this. Automatic, do you think that Dana and her daughters compete on who has the most clean house whenever each one visits each other's place?
No, because Dana is the master cleaner, and
master.
they can't live up to her cleaning. None of the girls are as clean as Dana.
No. I am Yoda. They are but the learners. I am the teacher. Yeah, I'm crazy clean, dude. I don't know. Aren't you like that, Aunt, when your mom comes or your friends come by or a girl?
Ain't nobody coming over here. You got our own hotel room.
Wait, Anthony, you're going to kick your mother to the hotel room?
Honestly, my family does not stay at each other's house when we visit at all. Never has.
My dad was like that, too.
Yeah, it's just like, we're cool, we could gather, we could hang out for a little bit, but let's go each other's separate ways. We all agree, we need our distance, so by day three, we're not fighting.
Which is exactly what I just said. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Full circle, yeah. Okay, so Anthony A., what do we have for National Day?
It is National Lasagna Day.
Hey, that's definitely one of my favorite foods, not gonna lie. The first time I ever had lasagna, it was from a freezer. They do these big
Stouffer's. Those are so good.
They're so good, Otto.
Especially when they get crispy around the edges.
You know what I'm talking about, right? The Stouffer's?
Yes. Delicious.
You just shove them in the oven. I swear to you. I don't know about real when Italian food, but they were good.
When I was living by myself, that was a go-to for me.
And
that was like 3 or 4 meals.
One of the best rap lines of all time. Real G's moving silence like lasagna. Hey, moving silence like a G.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A dog groomer was arrested following the death of a 5-year-old golden doodle named Lincoln. This broke my heart. I was shocked when I heard the story. So her name is Lisa Celeste Fund, and she was charged with felony animal cruelty. She worked at a place called Pet Suites. Of course, they released a statement and said this is not anything that they condone. And it's just disgusting to me that someone would treat a pet like this. I feel like our pets are our family. I mean, when our cat, Lord Oliver Cromwell, was sick, I took care of him as well as I would a human being, like a child, you know?
Dana hand-fed our cat for 30 days.
Whoa.
Well, good thing, though, that this woman was arrested. Here is what police had to say.
It's a very unfortunate case. The collar was getting tighter and tighter. She did not attempt to loosen the collar or spin him back in the other direction. Our detectives can definitely see that she was in a position to respond, to be aware of what was going on to Lincoln.
And she just ignored it the whole time. The fact that they can watch the video and see that the woman did this, it's disgusting. Her bond set at $50,000.
She's obviously not a good person. She had another charge of terroristic threats from another neighbor that said that she was going to kill their dog. So this
my gosh, why would she even be employed there? We got to do background checks on these people because working with animals is very difficult. Animals are, they're loving, but they can be unpredictable. They don't like baths. They don't like dryers, things like that. Some dogs do, some dogs don't. And if you're not calm and if you're not patient, something like this could happen. Unfortunately, it's like working with children or older people. You have to have a certain disposition to be able to do it.
We've never had any problems with taking our dogs into the groomers, and we take them to like the normal PetSmart.
Yeah, we took them to PetSmart, and then somebody said, go to this fancy place. Remember, Otto?
Yeah, and we never took them back because they came back depressed.
Depressed?
Yeah, like where they had like an awful time. And you can see your dog. You know your dogs. You can see if they enjoyed their time there, if they were, you know, traumatized by being there. And so we felt like they were not happy to be there, so we never took them back.
And we went back to PetSmart, where, by the way, they were great to them. PetSmart, they did a great job, and our dogs love it.
I will say, I'm not going to say the name of the place, but I did one time walk my dog into a groomer, and I saw that a woman, they had the little dog on the spinning thing that this dog was, and she wasn't paying attention to it. And I actually called her out on it. I said, are you going to do something about that? Because this guy, because I could see that it was choking him. And she was like, oh, yeah, yeah, he's fine, he's fine. And I was like, he doesn't look fine to me.
I remember that, and we didn't take our dogs there
anymore. We did not take our dogs there anymore.
Yeah, you got to pay extra close attention. This is a behavioral expert from KPRC talking about the poor dogs.
It really is horrifying. Anything that is out of the normal that started right when you got them home from the groomer is something to be aware of. And if it's persisting and it's something that's causing you concern, you should speak with your veterinarian.
That's what you just said, Otto. You noticed right away. And I did too. When our dogs came home from the fancy groomer, they were so quiet. Their tails were like hanging. They weren't wagging. I said, no, never again will we take the dogs back there.
Man.
You know your pets.
Yeah, there's nothing sadder than when your dog's sad. That's very sad. That like hits. Like when you can tell that your dog's down and bad. And shout out to the good groomers who make the dogs feel at ease. And
I know.
It's a very challenging job. One of like my biggest like red flags in a new relationship, me and my ex had just moved in together. And I had always taken my dog to get his nails trimmed by a professional.
Yes.
Because he was really jumpy and skittish. But for some reason, she was like, no, I can do it. Trust me. And I'm like, no, we should wait. And she's like, no, we're going to do it. And sure enough, she went for it. My dog Metro bled like crazy.
Oh my gosh, Anthony, no.
Yeah, it was really scary. It was so much. We were freaking out. And then
you should have dumped it right then.
Well, not right then. It spawned off this crazy fight. Like, we were just, like, 2 weeks into our new apartment, and my dog's bleeding, and she's mad at me, and she's like, this is the dog you got with your ex anyway. And I'm like, what? And then
Wait a minute. She cut your dog and said, this is the dog you got with your ex anyway? No.
When you say it like that, that sounds intentional. It was a nail clipping. Like,
I'm glad you left and went to stay at a hotel and said, see you later, B.
Okay. That part is 3 weeks later in the story. You didn't have to share. You didn't have to share a journey to the. You didn't have to talk about the Red Roof Inn. I didn't think we were going to get there.
But, I'm sorry, but my goodness.
Yeah, shout out to the Red Roof Inn. Me and my dog Metro stayed there for 3 nights when we were.
With his bleeding paw.
Since we brought up that part of the story, I remember I went to go pick you up from the house when you were staying with her, and I remember you walking down the stairs, and I was like, "How can he be this depressed? They're not even a month in."
Yeah, just because my dog almost bled out. So be careful when you're cutting your dog's nails or let the professionals do it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Usher is beefing with a concert goer. And I thought, honestly, this was going to go away because it's been a few days. It's not going away. So Usher and Chris Brown are touring. It's one of the sexiest concerts on the road.
One of the biggest shows of the year.
It is. And they each dance for the lovely ladies, right? One of these lovely ladies was not so into Usher dancing up on her. In fact, and so he said this.
I don't think she want to be on the stage,
Well, TMZ caught up with her. Here she is explaining why she was behaving the way she was on stage.
It wasn't that I was into it. I was approached first, and they don't give you any instructions. Me solely, I went to the concert for Chris Brown. It's nothing against Usher.
I understand that, but out of respect, my gosh, she looked bored up there. Like, she looked like she was not having a good time.
I mean, if she's not a fan of Usher, she's not a fan of Usher.
Give us a little showmanship here. Like,
Thank you, Anthony.
I mean, you get into heaven and, you have this greatness that is the icon Usher grazing upon you and you're just feeling ungrateful. It was really inconsiderate.
What would your reaction have been?
So, Anthony, Usher's up on you. What are you doing?
I'm smiling. I'm listening. I'm loving life. I'm doing, what do they used to
you
call it?
You got it. You got it bad.
Yeah, dude. I'm thunderclapping. I'm doing all of it. I'm asking him for a Super Bowl outfit. Oh, my God. Yeah. 7 o'clock on the dot.
I'm in my drop top. Okay, look. I just think that that it was a matter of respect.
I can't be mad at her. Let's just be real. This woman is definitely like 25 or under. And so she's a fan of Chris Brown. She's not a fan of Usher. Usher is her dad's age. Sorry.
If you put it that way, I guess so.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Did you see that Tony Romo mugshot? What in the bad hair is going on? What is that? Tony Romo, former Dallas Cowboys quarterback, CBS sports commentator, arrested for an OWI, which is an owie, operating a vehicle while intoxicated. He refused to blow, I guess, for the officers. But you can clearly see he's inebriated by the photo.
By the smugness of his
mugshot. Oh, he's smug.
Mugshot.
Smug, yeah. Why are you driving while that drunk? Because I'm just looking at you and I can smell the liquor from the Instagram page.
First of all, he's in Wisconsin and they love to drink in Wisconsin. It is actually the heaviest drinking state in the country.
Have you heard that joke about how do you upset people from Wisconsin?
No. What's the joke? Aunt, tell us.
You tell them that the bar is closed.
Oh, no.
But also, I agree with you, Dana. This might be the dumbest DUI since Justin Timberlake.
I agree. Like, you've got all the money in the world. Have you heard of an Uber, a Lyft, a friend? You rich.
He makes $18 million a year from CBS.
Oh, come on, dude. It would have cost you $50. And now it's going to be thousands and thousands of dollars for an attorney.
Still a drop in the bucket for him.
Is he going to keep his job? You think they're going to keep him?
I don't think they'd fire him over something like this because it's not even a criminal charge, like I said. It's the first offense is just
offense. Charles Barkley got caught picking up hookers and he still has a job, doesn't he?
I guess you had to take it there. Yeah, no,
it's true. It's a true story.
And he didn't even deny it.
Yeah, he was like, yep, it was me. I was like, oh my God.
Was that when he was playing for the Houston Rockets?
No, he was a commentator. He was a sports commentator. He was already working in, no, you don't care, Charles Barkley. And
he was like, I just ducked around the corner.
In fact, when I think about it, Tony Romo will probably now be hired as the head coach for the Cowboys.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Time to play Who's Lying. Let's get our caller 9. Woo!
Yeah.
Okay. 877-730-DCS1. Hi, it's the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
Amanda.
Amanda, let's do this, Amanda. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Myself, Dana Cortez, my husband, DJ Automatic, and our best friend, Anthony A., are each going to tell you a story. If you guess Who's Lying correctly, you win the free Dana Cortez Show merch. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to win so badly. Okay. So I want to tell you, one time we moved into this place. I mean, I was so scared. It was I called it the scary apartment. I went to live with my mom because I was raised by my Nana. And the shower was black. I don't know why. No, it was all black. And you have to understand, I'm 9 years old. So I just didn't want to step in the shower. It would just frighten me. And my mother screamed at me because I didn't want to take a bath. We didn't have a bathtub. She was like, get in there. I just cleaned it with Ajax. And I'd be like, Mom, it's so scary. And the light bulb in there was just hanging. So it would swing. Oh, my gosh. I hated that bathroom. I hated that apartment. Yes, it made me. I hate that place. I'm glad we moved.
DJ Automatic here. I'm just glad I never had to live anywhere that wasn't nice. Luckily, I was blessed to have a grandfather who set up a trust for me. Mm-hmm. So I was never really had to struggle. When I turned 18, I was able to start collecting and those monthly payments help me pay rent everywhere I was
you
at.
You never had a black shower?
No, I never had a black shower.
Yo, what's up? Anthony A. And the first place I lived, I had a roommate by the name of Chris. And we would party pretty hard for the first 6 months of that lease. Our neighbors would constantly complain. And then one day, the neighbor's wife was hanging out with my friend Chris on our patio. And the neighbor and his wife ended up getting a divorce, and he moved out. Plot twist, we got to keep his patio furniture.
Okay, Amanda, if you can guess correctly who's telling a fib, you get the Dana Cortez Show merch for free. Who's lying?
The black shower.
No! No! I don't know why this the shower was black, but it was like painted black. Ugh. I don't know what it was. It was so scary. I am telling you the truth.
I was lying. DJ Automatic here. I never had a trust. Nobody set anything up for me. I live in plenty of dumps.
Oh, dude. And I still have that patio furniture now, right now. So,
Amanda, do you remember your first apartment, or was there ever a place you lived at that was kind of scary?
My first place with my boyfriend.
What did it look like?
It was a trailer with a built-on extra part of the house.
What?
And it was just, no, you didn't want to go there. And the worst part is that it was the party house in high school.
Oh. Of course, oh, of course it was. Yeah. Of course it was.
Meet me at the double wide.
Yeah, we're going to be there at the double wide. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for listening to us. Next time, I hope you win. We love you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Our daughter is coming to see us, our baby girl, Ava Maddox. Otto, you're so excited.
I am excited. I've already posted two pictures of her when she was a baby on my story.
I know. She's not a baby anymore. She's flying all alone, and we didn't even have to sign any paperwork for it.
She texted me and was like, take those pictures down now. And I was like, no.
Don't let her tell you what to do with her Instagram.
She didn't tell me what to do.
Or your TikTok.
She's like, well, take one of them down. And I was like, no.
No, don't tell me what to do. Well, I will tell her what to do with the house, though, because although I love her very much, she's messy.
Oh, no.
She is messy. I'm like, girl, you coming? This is mama's house. You got to come in. Mama is clean for you and mop for you. There's nothing worse than a messy house guest. I don't care if you're my daughters, all three of them. They know. Pick up after yourself. And I'm super clean. We recently hung out with my best friend, Natalie, and her boyfriend. They came to visit us and they stayed with us. She was the perfect freaking house guest.
The perfect
Natalie,
guest.
I love you.
Why was she the perfect house guest?
Well, there's several things. Number one, when she was leaving, I remember the day she was leaving, she took the sheets and the blankets, all of the towels, everything they used, and she put them in my laundry room, and she said, everything's here for you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being kind.
That was nice.
Yes, very thoughtful. Secondly, I went into the bathroom, sparkling clean.
Clean the bathroom?
The countertops, the commode, and the shower. I was like, yes, ma'am. Thirdly, when they would use a dish, she'd wash it. She didn't leave any dishes for me to wash.
She really knows you. You guys are really good friends.
She's the daughter you always wanted.
That's why we get along so well, though. Like, she wasn't rude. Remember in the morning when we'd wake up, they'd be awake or whatever. Nobody would bother. Nobody was texting. Like, it was just, you got to know that, you know?
There's nothing better than when a guest takes initiative to be kind and also take care of themselves, too. That's, like, the best thing about it. I actually had a lady friend that me and her went gallivanting on a night out before.
Mm-hmm.
And when we returned back to my place of living.
Pajama party.
Okay. In which she proceeded to have a little bit of an accident in the bed.
What?
And the next morning.
Hold on. You can't just skip over that.
Well, I can't really FCC legally talk about too much of it.
We've heard enough.
Gross.
And the next morning, not only did she take all of my bedding and clean them and get them professionally cleaned, she also vacuumed and cleaned the rest of my apartment, and she bought me breakfast burritos.
As she should.
Did she disappear after that?
Now she's somebody's wife, not mine, but somebody else's.
You deserved all of that and more.
And honestly,
in all reality, she should have bought you a new bed.
And the worst part is, I think you lugged that bed around for like three different cities.
Yeah. That bed is a couple U-Haul trucks deep. You just got to flip it twice.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.